From the beginning, Governor Walker stood firm against Obamacare, but other Republican governors have softened their stance on one element of health reform, using federal money to expand Medicaid. Democratic lawmakers like John Richards of Milwaukee are hoping Walker does too.
The extra federal funds are made available through Obamacare. But strengthening Badger Care isn't about loving or hating Obamacare. It's about knowing a good deal when you see one.
The nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau has done an analysis showing the expansion of Badger Care to childless adults would save the state $65 million in the first 3 years. The feds pick up the entire Medicaid tab initially, and it decreases after that. Governor Walker has doubts about the long-term funding.
I don't hear from the members of Congress an aggressive pathway by which they fully fund the dollars that would be needed for any state to expand.
Madison family physician Jeff Huebner says expanding government insurance saves money because it prevents routine health problems from being treated in expensive emergency rooms. Moreover, he says it's a moral issue.
Nobody in Wisconsin should die, become disabled, excessively sick, or bankrupt due to a lack of health insurance and not being able to afford their medical and hospital bills.
Governor Walker's decision on Medicaid will be revealed in his budget address later this month. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.